HarperCollins and Harper Audio present We All Want Impossible Things, a novel by Catherine Newman, performed by Jane Oppenheimer. For Ali Pomeroy, 1968 to 2015, brightest star, most missed. And February was so long that it lasted into March. Dar Williams, February. Prologue.
Edie, are you sleeping?
I'm whispering, even though the point is to wake her up. Her eyelids look bruised. And her lips are pale and peeling, but still she's so gorgeous I could bite her face. Her dark hair is growing back in. Wake up, my little chickadee, I whisper. But she doesn't stir. I look at Jude, her husband, who shrugs, runs an open palm over his handsome, exhausted face. Idichka, I say a little louder, Slavically. She opens her eyes, squinches them shut again, then snaps them back open, focuses on my face, and smiles.
Hey, sweetheart, she says. What's up?
I smile back.
Oh, nothing,
I say. A lie. Jude and I were just making some plans for you.
Plans like banh mi from that good banh mi place? She says, I'm starving.
She rubs her stomach over her Johnny. No, not starving. Not even hungry, actually.
I just want to taste something tasty, I guess.
She tries to sit up a little, and then remembers the remote, and the top of her bed rises with a mechanical whirring that would be on my Sloan Kettering soundtrack mixtape, if I made one. Also, the didgeridoo groaning of the guy in the room next door. The sunny lunch tray person saying, just what the doctor ordered, even when it's weirdly unwholesome. Clear liquids, like black coffee and sugar-free Jell-O. Banh mi can definitely be arranged, I say. I'm stalling, and Jude sighs. He pulls a chair over by her head, sits in it.
Awesome, Edie says.
She fishes a menu from the stack crammed into her bedside drawer.
Extra spicy mayo. No daikon.
Edie, I say. I have been madly in love with you for 42 years. Am I going to suddenly forget your abiding hatred of radishes? She smiles dotingly at me, flutters her eyelashes. Wait, I say. Extra spicy mayo or extra spicy mayo? She says, what? And Jude says, Edie. She hears it in his voice. Turns to him and says, what? Again. But I'm already starting to cry a little bit.
Shit, she says. No, no, you guys.
She wrings her hands.
I'm not ready for this. Whatever this is. What is this?
Here's what this is. Out in the hallway, Jude had asked about Edie's treatment.
Isn't she supposed to get her infusion today?
He'd said. And the nurse had said cheerfully, nope, we're all done with that. And so it seemed we were. Nobody exactly talked to us about this decision. It was like it had already happened, in some other time and place. You order a burger and the kitchen makes an executive decision in the back.
We're out of burgers, your server says. There's just this plate of nothing with a side of morphine and grief.
Ellen, the social worker, had taken Jude and me into her office to give us a make the most of her remaining days talk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?